Minister, I'm gonna level with you. You want a heavy duty firewall. That's a fact. Right now, it's real slow. That's the second factor. Here's the third factor. During the Olympics, it's gonna get a hell of a lot slower. So, what I'm saying is eventually, you're gonna have to confront the fact that the problem with the system is the system itself. So, to solve that problem, you have to change.
For these tech multinationals right now, it's like if efficiency is your ultimate remit, and you wash your hands of any moral responsibility for the way that people use your hyper-efficient tools, who's responsible? I think tech multinationals would like us to believe that the tools and the platforms that they create are neutral, are like morally neutral, and then the ways in which they're employed are what give them sort of negative connotations. But if you create a platform that enables censorship or sex trafficking, I think you are culpable.
Okay, we're not proposing to change the system. Okay, would you translate that? I'm not trying to change anything. It is my professional opinion, having reviewed the latencies in your national AS topology. So what we can help you to do, what you frankly need to do is to decentralize.
They see things like an engineer does, which is very lateral, linear. If there's a problem, you find the best way to fix it. And if somebody, and if that problem is somebody wants a firewall that does all these things, the question is not whether you should give it them, it's how could you do that? And so his achievement, he sees it as an achievement. And it is, in that, you know, the atom bomb was an achievement, it just was a regrettable achievement. And in this case, he morality doesn't really play into it for him.
Because he is a software engineer, even though he ends up in management, he really represents this desire to, this utilitarian desire for efficiency at all cost. The tension in that character is that he sort of can't understand the moral reverberations of the decisions that he's making and the tools that he's giving the Ministry of Public Security.
What did they do? We drank tea. What did they ask you?
没什么重要的问题,
questions aren't important.
例行公事,
it's just a ritual.
他们问一个问题, 我说没有,
they ask a question,
他们又问另一个问题,
I say no.
我还说没有,
they ask a question, I say no.
他们就把信件还给我了,
they give me the mail.
我不明白,
I don't understand.
小梅,
梅,
他们怎么不截取张博士的信件了?
They're not taking Dr. John's mail, are they?
我已经跟你解释过这些了,
I've explained this to you already. So you're the only networks expert in China.
Obviously, the criminal syndicates or the oppressive governments who are using these tools in nefarious ways are equally culpable. But I do think that there has to be more political oversight around these corporations, and there has to be more private culpability.
In this story, the interpretation of the way he created the decentralized firewall that China is able to use is like it's moving the Chinese internet security system way far into the future, much further than they would have been able to get that quickly. It's a stroke of lightning that hits him, and he gets this great idea to do this new method of decentralization to the Chinese internet, utilizing all the different, the three tiers of, you know, the provinces, the local devices, and then a larger national network. And to some degree, I think he would have done it no matter who had asked him, because it's about the achievement of doing it. The people are secondary. He doesn't, and in the play, it's clearly he is not a fan of China, but he's not a fan of anyone. It is a real bug in the system of the software engineer that they don't really look at the human cost of these decisions until way, way later, if at all.
Your phone.
怎么啦?
What?
Shh. 就怕万一,
just in case.
太荒谬了.
This is stupid.
小梅,
梅?
政府有办法获取各种信息.
The government has access to all kinds of information. Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
In the 90s, we had this utopian idea that the internet was going to enable free discourse in this way that was unprecedented in the history of the world. And what we've experienced is the opposite of that. It's enabled disinformation, it's enabled censorship. And in China and America, it's two sides of the same coin. The internet is being used to shut down discourse in different ways. So I think that's what the play really wants to explore. It's not as simple as, big bad China oppressing its citizenry through shutting down discourse online and creating a domestic internet. It's look at the ways that in both countries the internet is being used to shut down communication.
This is a bit like the question we're having with all forms of the internet right now. In the United States, and I think in a lot of other places, with social media, with any great device that's been created that has a utility, but the moral ramifications and the negative aspects of it have not been fully gamed out.